Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we continue to feature the songwriting and production team of Holland, Dozier & Holland, otherwise known as Lamont Dozier and brothers Brian and Eddie Holland. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Chris Clark, Martha the Vandellas, the Four Tops, the Supremes, and non-Motown artists, the Chairman of the Board, Freda Payne, and Flaming Ember. All coming up the next half hour as we kick it off with the Isley Brothers. A great song, This Old Heart of Mine, right here on Motown.
This old heart of mine been broke a thousand times. Each time you break away, I think you're gonna stay. Lonely nights that come, memories that go, bringing you back again.
Passing by, you got me never knowing if I'm coming up.
Motown memory from Chris Clark, Love's Gone Bad, and that only made it to 105 in the United States pop charts, but a somewhat respectable number 41 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1966. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, I'm a Roadrunner, number 4 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts, also from 66. And we started with the third song this half hour from 66, the Isley Brothers, and This Old Heart of Mine, reaching number 12 on the pop charts and number 6 in the rhythm and blues charts, as mentioned, from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature songs written and produced by the great writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. That's Brian Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Eddie Holland. Well, a little bit more about the team right now. Well, the three eventually teamed to create material for both themselves and other artists, but they soon found they preferred being writer and producers to being performers, especially Eddie Holland, who suffered from stage fright, and he retired from performing in 1964. Well, the three of them would write and produce scores of songs for Motown artists, include 25 number one singles. Their most celebrated productions were singles from the Four Tops and the Supremes, who we've already heard from, and they had 10 out of the Supremes' 12 U.S. number one singles. Well, in 1967, Holland, Dozier, and Holland entered into a dispute with Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records, over profit sharing and royalties. Eddie Holland had the other stage a work slowdown, and by early 1968, the trio had left the label. Well, more about that coming up in the next segment. Here is Jimmy Mack, Mothra of the Vandellas, another Holland, Dozier, and Holland tune, right here on Motown.
the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
The Supremes with Reflections, that reached number 2 in the pop charts and number 4 in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. Before that, the Four Tops with Bernadette, number 4 in the pop charts from 67. And we started with Martha the Vandellas, Jimmy Mac, number 10 in the pop charts and number 1 in the rhythm and blues charts, also from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some great songs by the writing and production team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. Well, more about them right now. As mentioned during the last segment, they entered into a dispute with Berry Gordy Jr. over profit sharing and royalties. When they left the Motown record label, they started their own labels called Invictus Records and Hot Wax Records, and they were moderately successful. When Motown sued for breach of contract, Holland, Dozier, and Holland countersued. The subsequent litigation was one of the longest legal battles in music industry history. Because they were legally contracted to Motown's publishing arm called Javette, they could not use their own names on songs they wrote. And the material was credited to Wayne Dunbar. They were called Edith Wayne, and which was a pseudonym, and Ronald Dunbar was an associate who was also a songwriter and producer. Well, the lawsuit was settled 10 years later in 1977. Well, here are three songs coming up that are non-Motown artists. The first is a great song from 1970, the chairman of the board, Give Me Just a Little More Time, right here on Motown.
Give me just a little more time,
just a little more
and I'll surely grow.
Give me just a little more time,
give me just a little more time,
just a little more
and I'll surely grow.
Give me just a little more time.
Life's too short to make a mistake. Let's think of each other and hesitate. We may be, there's no need to act foolishly.
Song was Westbound Number 9, and they reached number 24 in the United States pop charts and number 15 in the United States rhythm and blues charts from 1970. Before that, Freed of Pain, Band of Gold, number 3 in the pop charts and number 20 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1970. And we start with the chairman on the board, Just Give Me a Little More Time, number 3 in the pop charts and number 8 in the rhythm and blues charts, also from 1970. This hour, we feature some great songs by that great and famous writing team of Lamont Dozier, Brian Holland, and Eddie Holland, also known as Holla Dozier and Holland. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.